It is time for TMZ.
Hey, it's time.
It's time.
It's time for TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody! Welcome to an all-new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick before we get started, you know how we like to do this. Don't forget to visit, subscribe, share, and like our YouTube page that's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout-out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, today's episode is going to be something that you will remember. You're going to be so glad that you tuned in today. I couldn't wait until Thursday get here because I wanted to not only share what we had to share today, but because I could not wait to get here because of you. I'm so glad that each and every one of you are joining. And whether this is your first time tuning in or your very first time hearing my voice, do me a favor if it is your very first time. Right there in the chat, if you're watching this, go ahead and type the word new, N-E-W. That's right, type the word new if this is your first time hearing my voice and your first time to the show. And maybe you're not watching, right? Maybe you're driving, maybe you're at work, maybe you're at home, wherever you are, or maybe you're listening to this later on Spotify or Pandora or Amazon Music, or maybe you're listening on any other streaming platform, and you say, well, Travis, I'm new, but I'm not watching it. Do me a favor. Go ahead and say the words, I'm new. Yeah, go ahead and put it out there in the atmosphere. I'll hear you. I'll grab it. I'm so glad that you're here. It's all because of you that I keep doing the show. And you say, well, Travis, listen, man, look, I'm not new, but I've been watching and listening to the show ever since you've been streaming. Let me take this time to tell you thank you. I'm so glad that you continue to support and listening to the show. You guys are some amazing people. Wow. Thank you for tuning in. Today's episode is going to make you think. Today's episode is going to make you wonder. And today's episode is going to help your core on the inside. I know it is, guys. Listen, if you've been watching this show, and whether you're in China or Japan or Australia or Canada or the UK or wherever you maybe are listening to this show, listen, guys, everybody knows that this show is all about finding ways, moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to tell and maybe come on the show, drop me an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. That's tellmesomething21@gmail.com. Now, you guys, listen. Each week, I come on a show and I tell something good. Each week I come on a show and I share something good. Guess what, guys? Each week I share something good with everyone, with each of you. And each week you guys, like champs, like the champs you are, you keep showing up. Guess what? Now I want you to continue to show up in a different way. I always ask that if you know someone that has a great story to share, that you would share their information and maybe they'll come on the show. But here's a twist. If you have something good that you would like to share, email it to me. That's right. Email it to me to tellmesomething21@gmail.com and email it to me and let everyone hear what you have said to say that is good. That's right. Email me your tell me something good moment. And guess what? Understand that your voice matters. And this is your chance to have your name heard all around the world. Because when you email me your tell me something good story, it will be featured in the following week's episode. That's right. When you share something good that's happened either to you or someone you know, your tell me something good moment will be featured in the following week's episode. So send in those emails to tellmesomething21@gmail.com. Guys, listen, I want to go ahead and play our sponsorship information. I want to go ahead and get that out the way. When I do, we're going to come back and we're going to dive into this episode because this is going to be good. Don't go nowhere. I'm just getting started. Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link bit.ly/tellmesomething21 and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online, sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed, sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way to sell tech.
There it is right there, guys. There it is right there. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information is right there in the chat. And if you're not watching this while we're streaming, listen up, because you'll hear it later on. Guys, I know you've been sitting on pins and needles. I know you've been waiting for this moment right here. If you did not get a chance to, you see that little mini-me that keep popping up? Yeah, I thought he'd be kind of a cool added guest to the show, so I invited the little mini-me to pop in and out every now and then throughout the show. I think it's pretty cool. Guys, listen, if you did not get a chance to catch the title of this week's episode, it is Speak Your Truth. Yes, Speak Your Truth. And I know you might be wondering, where in the world is Travis going to go with that? Guys, I want to start off the show by giving you a small, quick story. And you know I love a good story. You all do. If you've been watching the show and listening to it, you know one of the things I enjoy is a very good story. I like to twist the plots and the turns. But here's a story, guys, that's going to help us out about what we're talking about today. True story. There was a person that came into a crowded room. I want you to imagine a crowded room of people. And they're all talking. They're all interacting with one another. You can hear maybe some soft music playing in the background, and maybe some people are slightly eating some stuff, and you can hear maybe the clang of forks and spoons on some saucers, and you can hear the crowds and the mumbles of the crowds of people. But There was this person that came into a room of a crowded room of people that were talking and having a discussion. And as this person walked by, they spoke to everybody they walked by. So they walked by one person and they would speak. And then they approached someone and began having a conversation with them. Now, within a short time, you could tell by their facial expressions that the conversation wasn't going well. Now, one person said, "That's not what I meant." And so when one person said, "Well, that's not what I meant," and then they spent the next 10 minutes trying to convince the other person what they really meant to say. Now, surely none of us have ever been in a situation like this where you said something to someone and you spent 10, 15 minutes just trying to explain to them what you really meant to say. I'm sure none of us have ever been in a situation like that, because we all speak our truth. We all speak clearly and confidently. We don't need to explain it further because we've never been in that situation before. Am I right? Now, you aren't able to, listen, guys, listen to this. You aren't able to confidently say what you mean. Those moments can be crushing and seem overwhelming and can result in miscommunication. So when we can't confidently say what we mean and clearly say what we mean, it can cause miscommunication. It becomes overwhelming. And like that person in that story, you'll spend more time trying to explain to them what you were not saying than spending time telling them what you actually mean. Guys, get this. Confidence isn't necessarily about who speaks the loudest. It's about the individuals who are willing to speak truer. A person must be true to themselves before they can confidently communicate with others, because you can only communicate with others to the amount of truth you are willing to admit about yourself. So when you're a Gen Z navigating group chats, a millennial in back-to-back Zoom meetings, or a Gen X managing teams, or even a baby boomer tired of being misunderstood, this episode, yeah, it's for you. Our special guest has a master's in psychology and is joining us, guys, all the way from Australia. I want you to do me a favor, give a huge TMG welcome to Liz Rose. What's up, Liz? How you doing?
Hey, Travis. Hello. I'm so excited to be chatting with you today. I love your energy. I need some of that.
Everybody says that when they come on the show, Liz. I say, look, man, I don't know, whatever it is, I need some of what you got.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely. I love it.
It's natural, Liz. It's natural. And guys, listen, there's your audio is not broken. That is Liz's actual real Australian accent. She's not putting on. She's not an actress pretending. That is a real Australian accent. And Liz, what time is it right there in Australia right now, Liz?
Oh, it's 2:30 in the afternoon.
2:30 in the afternoon, guys. Yeah, there you go. So when I tell you TMG is literally around the globe, I'm not playing, man. 2:30 in the afternoon in Australia. Well, Liz, listen, I'm so glad that you're taking that time to be here. I'm excited to have you here. This is an episode that you and I have been waiting to do. And so I cannot wait to dive into this. So thank you so much for being here. Liz, I got to ask this question, though, to kick us off, because I'm ready like you are. What was it that got you interested in the field of psychology? And how in the world, how long have you been in this field?
Well, there's a couple of things actually that led me down this path. And one started when I was a little kid. So I was a really painfully shy kid. I spent most of my time, you know, on the sidelines watching other people. And because of that, I kind of observed them. You know, I spent a lot of time observing how people behaved and how other people reacted to them. I became really interested in body language and human behavior. And probably the second thing that really got me into the psychology was that I was at a point in my life where I wanted to be qualified for certain opportunities. And getting my master's in human resources and psychology allowed me to kind of step through those doors and into that corporate world where I've been working for around 30 years.
Oh, my God.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
Wow, guys, listen, so you've been carefully observing people from the sidelines and you've been observing the details of people's behavior. I'm going to ask you this question. So when you're observing people, you've kind of paid attention to a lot of things that most people might kind of just let go over their heads or not even pay attention to. So you've been paying attention to the details of what's occurring and not just with the words that are coming out of their mouths.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We're wired to do that. Whether we realize it or not, we kind of already are doing that. But when you know what to look for, you know, you can understand a little bit more about human behavior.
See, guys, I told you this was going to be a great episode because not only, Liz, is this going to help us interact with each other daily, and I'm going to be honest with you guys, in the world of social media, where everything is digital. Here it is. I'm in Birmingham, Alabama. Liz is in Australia, guys. At the push of a button, I've traveled around the world, and so has she. And here it is. Now we can begin to interact with those around us because in the age of social media, a lot of times, Liz, we lose that personal interaction. We lose that ability to communicate confidently with one another. You know, people can be really confident, Liz, when they're sending a text message or sending an email or really confident on social media. But face-to-face, in person, we've seemed to lose the art of face-to-face communication. And because we lose that, a lot of misunderstandings, a lot of mishaps. And like that story, people spend most of our time trying to convince people of things we didn't mean, as opposed to spending that energy towards things we really meant to communicate to them.
That's absolutely right. I mean, the more in this digital age, the more that we spend time texting and emailing and chatting to each other across social media, we do tend to lose that ability to connect with people on a face-to-face level. So, yeah, those skills are really important to maintain. Very, very important.
I told you guys this was going to be good because each one of us interact with people everywhere we go, whether it's at the grocery store, at the gas station, at work, at home. I'm going to make it personal. The first person that you interact with every day, the one person that you interact with every day more than anyone else is yourself. And this is going to help you interact. Listen, because the way we interact with ourselves, Liz, is also going to determine how we interact with everybody around us. I'm going to leave that alone because that's later on. Liz, we're talking about communicating confidently, not just communicating, but communicating with confidence. And that's a huge difference. And you make a big point of that, of communicating with confidence, because people always communicating, but they're not always communicating with confidence. It's just not there. Confidence is sometimes viewed as arrogance, though. Sometimes you find someone who's confident, they're just arrogant, and that's not really the case, but it's not. So why is confidence in the way we communicate so important? Why is it so important that we communicate with confidence? Because sometimes people do get those two mixed up, confidence and arrogance. Why is communicating with confidence so important?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Sometimes confidence is mistaken for arrogance, but in truth, they're two fundamentally different things. Confidence confidence is rooted in self-assurance and clarity, while arrogance is based on superiority and ego. So there's a couple of key differences. And I guess to highlight the key differences, confidence says, I believe in what I'm saying. And arrogance says, I'm better than you. So they're quite different. So while confidence is more inclusive and empowering, arrogance is more dismissive and alienating. So, communicating with genuine confidence isn't about puffing yourself up, but it's about showing up clearly, calmly, and intentionally. So they're quite different things.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought out the difference between those, Liz, because a lot of times when people say things confidently, a lot of people, and now a lot of relationships have kind of gone sour because people think people are arrogant. Arrogance is all about you. It's all about you. It doesn't include anyone else. It's all about your perspective. Let me help you out. Arrogance is all about your perspective about everything around you. Confidence says, I believe in me and what I'm saying, but I am willing to accept what you say as well. Now, confidence, it can get you through a lot of things. Arrogance says it's all about myself. It's all about my perspective. And arrogance is an introspective thing because you don't see anybody else's perspective but your own. And I like the way you brought that out, Liz, because a lot of people have kind of gone sour on people who speak confidently. And the reason we addressed it, Liz, is because we want people to get their confidence back. Yeah, we want you to get your confidence back. Don't be afraid to get your confidence back. Don't be afraid to be a whole individual, because without your confidence, you're not a whole individual. You're not complete fully. How does confidence, though, how does confidence in communication impact our mental health? Now, that's what I want to know, because we just had May was Mental Health Awareness Month, and I'm kind of big on mental health. So how does communicating confidently, how does that impact a person's everyday mental health? How does that impact them?
That's a great question. I think, you know, confidence in communication can actually have a really powerful impact on mental health. So Absolutely. Both in how we feel about ourselves and how we experience the world. So communication is more than just the words that we say. It's also in our body language and our posture. So when you're confident in expressing yourself, you're less likely to overthink conversations. You're less likely to fear judgment or obsess about how others are perceiving you. And that reduces social anxiety and mental exhaustion. So, you know, each time you speak up for yourself clearly and calmly, you're reinforcing the belief that your thoughts, your needs, and your boundaries matter. So over time, that builds a much stronger sense of your self-worth and self-trust.
I like that. She said, each time you speak up for yourself. A lot of times, maybe, I'm going to just say this public service announcement for those who are listening, those who are watching. Maybe the problem you have isn't that you have so many haters or people who don't like you. Maybe the issue could be solved if you begin speaking up for yourself. Maybe a lot of the anxiety that you've been feeling is because you won't speak up for yourself. Maybe a lot of the stress that you've got going on is because you won't speak up for yourself. Maybe the times you feel like, man, I just feel like my self-worth is low. Maybe it's not that you aren't saying the right things, but maybe you just aren't speaking up for yourself. And when you begin speaking up for yourself, and sometimes, you know, Liz, you know what I've done? I have learned to just audibly say things to myself and speak up for myself. I've given myself permission to speak up for myself. And that's what you need to understand. You don't need anybody's approval all the time. You just need to give yourself permission to speak up for yourself, because it will open your mind. It will relieve a lot of the stress and tension a lot of us have, Liz. We just don't speak. Let me ask you this question, Liz. Have you ever had a situation where someone asked you to do something and inside, everything inside of you was saying, no, no. And you finally just said yes, just to appease them?
Oh, absolutely. Many, many times throughout my life, I would have to say, we probably are all quite guilty of that. Some people, you know, a little bit more people pleasing than others.
Yeah.
And I've certainly had my fair share of that. But, you know, maybe less so now that I'm getting a little bit older and a little bit more protective of my peace and my time.
Right.
So.
Exactly. And we've all been there. We've all been there where everything inside of us saying, no, don't overcommit yourself. No, you can't do it. No, no. But you go ahead and you say yes. Those are moments, Liz, we didn't speak up for ourselves. That voice inside you that was saying no, that was your peace. That was your peace. That was your joy telling you, no, you can't do this. And you didn't protect your peace. You didn't speak up for your peace. You didn't get your peace was silenced. And so now what happens, Liz, is this. What happens is we do it so often, that voice that we used to hear so loudly, so audibly, it gets quieter and quieter until eventually, Liz, we don't even hear it at all. So we just become a yes person. We yes, 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 yes. And then we complain, I get no rest, because the voice of peace that you had, you put it to rest. You kept quieting it. You wouldn't speak up for yourself. And understanding that speaking up for yourself confidently helps you mentally, helps your mental health. Communication, as you said, and you brought this out, communication is more than just the words we say. And I had to learn this. I thought if I didn't say it, you can't say I meant that. Yeah, I did. I thought that communication was just all words. It was all talk, so to speak. But I had to learn, Liz, communication is more than just the words we say. It is also, as you brought out, in our body language and posture. Our body language starts talking way before our mouth begins moving. Let me say that again. Your body language starts talking well before your mouth and your lips begin moving. How will these two play a part, body language and posture, play a part in our ability to confidently and effectively communicate first with ourselves and with others?
Yeah, good question. Well, you have to think of communication as a holistic thing. So it's not just about the words that we speak, but it's actually how we show up and our body language, our posture, our tone, and the energy that we speak with, that all speaks volumes. And communication goes far beyond the words that we speak. It includes how we carry ourselves, the tone of our voice, our gestures, and our posture. And in fact, internally, the way that we hold our bodies sends signals back to our brain. So standing tall, maintaining an open posture and breathing deeply can actually help us to feel more grounded and capable. And what it does is it helps to reinforce the positive self-talk. It helps to reduce anxiety and support clearer thinking, which all lays the foundation for confident communication with ourselves. And then externally, our body language and posture, that shapes how others perceive us. And that's often before we even say a single word. So having that open, relaxed posture, relaxed gestures, steady eye contact, being upright, that all conveys things like confidence, trustworthiness, and clarity. And when our nonverbal cues align with our verbal message, people are much more likely to engage with us. They'll trust our intentions and they understand what we're really trying to say. So in this way, posture and body language actually act as a bridge between our inner world and how we show up in the world. And that makes our communication not only more effective, but much more authentic and human.
Absolutely. And we hear this a lot. I remember I was a kid, Liz. I don't know how many times my grandmother I was sitting in a chair somewhere, I'm just sitting in a chair, just relaxing somewhere. And I can't tell you how many times she would come in the room and she goes, "Sit up." I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, "Sit up. Stop slouching in the chair." "What do you mean, stop slouching?" She goes, "Stop slouching. Stop slouching in the chair." And I said, "Well, why?" She said, "Because I said so." And then she goes, "Don't slouch. It gives you bad posture." And she goes, and then she would come in the room. She goes, "Well, what's wrong with you?" I'm like, "What you mean? Nothing wrong." She goes, "Well, you're sitting like something's wrong with you." Now, I know I'm not the only person who grew up that either had an aunt or a grandmother or a teacher or a professor or a friend or someone, when they saw you the way you were either standing or the way you were sitting, and or whether you were just kind of had your arms kind of laid back, and they would ask you, "Well, what's wrong with you?" "Well, nothing's wrong with me." But your body language says, "Yeah, something's wrong." Your body language would say,
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, you're not engaging with your environment. You're not engaging with everything that's going on. Have you ever been to a party? And Liz, you've been to a party and the music is good, the food is good, the environment is nice. You got, and you actually at a party where there are people you actually like. and all of a sudden you get it and you're not feeling it. And people ask, "Well, what's wrong? What's going on?" Your body language says you don't want to be here. You don't enjoy what's going on. And a lot of times, Liz, what's happening is we are communicating the wrong message to people and we wonder why, man, why am I being left out on on this promotion? Why am I being left off on this? Or why aren't people approaching me in a certain way? Our body language is talking. And we aren't speaking confidently with our body language. We're not talking arrogance. We're talking confidently. And I'm going to bring out a word. I'm going to show you what I mean by when I say confidence. We're not speaking confidently. And have you ever seen, I saw this commercial, Liz, I kid you not. It's a real commercial. And they got this guy, this random guy. And he was literally a random guy. And they shaved his hair, gave him a nice haircut, put a nice suit on him, and they gave him a script to read as if he was a financial planner. And people began to listen to him, and they were listening to this guy, and they said, he is not a financial advisor. He's a guy we found on the street. But because he projected confidence, people believed him. People believed him because he projected confidence. There's a more apt, people will believe you more when your body language is starting to match what you're saying. We're saying a lot of things with our mouth, but our body is not saying the same. Listen, so we're talking about confidence. I know. I told you guys. But Liz, from your experience, what may be hurdles, though? We talk about confidence, and everybody says, well, I can't be as confident as this person. I can't be as confident as that person. So from your experience, over 30 years, what may be hurdles that get in our way from speaking confidently and clearly with others?
Oh, yeah, that's great. Good points. I actually think there's a few hurdles that I can think of. And I mean, I'll go through a couple of them. One is we have a fear of judgment. So as humans, we worry about what others will think because, you know, and doing that can really cause us to shrink our message. It can cause us to over-explain or not speak up at all. So
absolutely,
you know, we have that fear of judgment. A lack of self-belief. So if you if you doubt the value of your own voice or your ideas, that shows up in how you speak. And that might play out as being hesitant, scattered, or a bit apologetic. And when you lack that self-belief, others are not going to, you know, have confidence in you, and they're not going to believe you either. Another one is overthinking. So trying to get things perfect, that can make you freeze or even ramble. So, you know, the mind gets cluttered and clarity is lost when you're overthinking. There could be emotional triggers. So if you're nervous, insecure, or you feel intimidated by someone in the room, that can throw off your tone and posture as well. And the other thing I think is sometimes we identify with being a certain way. So, for example, for myself, I grew up as a really shy kid. Now, I could carry that through the rest of my life and say, well, I'm a shy person.
Okay.
I actually am still probably relatively shy, but I kind of push through that barrier. I don't want to identify as a shy person.
I like
and
that.
Really for me, being able to change from that shy person, there's a series of behaviors that shy people exhibit. And if I don't want to be a shy person, then I need to exhibit the behaviors of a confident person. And so that's what I started to do. And that once you start to exhibit those behaviors, something happens in the brain and you start to become confident. So, you know, there are a few barriers, but, you know, it's all something that we can work on.
Exactly. And what I hear, Liz, we begin to model. We begin to model the things we believe about ourselves. Yeah, let me say that. We begin to model the things we believe about ourselves. So speaking confidently to others and speaking confidently to individuals, it begins with what we believe already about ourselves. It begins. You said if we don't believe that what we have is worth listening to, we're going to shorten the message. No matter how important it is, no matter how well preserved it is, if we don't believe it's worth listening to, and we start saying, well, nobody wants to hear me. Oh, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to achieve that goal. Nobody wants to do it anyhow. I'm not going to write that book. Who would read anything I wrote? I'm not going to compose that song. Who would listen to my music? I'm not going to do this. Why would I pursue a dream? Nobody's going to do it anyhow. Nobody's going to support me. When we begin to have those limiting types of thoughts in our minds, we will never approach anything confidently. We won't be able to go to the investors and confidently speak with them about what we need, what we have. We won't confidently approach our business plan. We won't confidently approach our relationships, not just with others, but with ourselves. You're only going to be as confident with someone else as confident as you are with yourself. Let me tell you something, baby. If you don't like yourself very much, you're not going to have a lot of confidence in your relationship with somebody else. You cut yourself off short. You're going to cut your relationships off short. You sabotage yourself. You're going to sabotage your relationships. It all flows to how we feel about ourselves. Let me share a definition, guys. I'm going to read this to you because I don't want to miss it, of the word confidence and why it's so important. Guys, you got to get this. You got to get this. Working definition for the word confidence. Confidence, it implies a conviction that something will happen. It's a conviction inside you that something will happen. Liz, when you speak, I know you believe something will happen. When I open my mouth, Liz, I believe that something will happen. It's like a parent talking to a child. You tell that child, that three-year-old, that four-year-old, hey, look, it's time to pick up your toys. You expect something to happen. So the second thing, Liz, we talked about and having confidence is first, believe the conversation that we have with ourselves. The second thing is expectation. What are you expecting? What do you expect? Liz, confidence is that something will happen. Do you expect anything to happen, Liz? And how important does expectation play? Does expectation play a part in this at all, anywhere?
I mean, I think so. I think, you know, you can think about confidence in a few different ways, but I think, you know, perhaps you're talking to self-belief or belief in something. I think that can certainly affect your confidence and the way that you display confidence. If you really don't believe something, if you don't believe in something, it's really difficult to convey confidence about that particular thing. But if you try and have that self-belief or the belief in what you're talking about, that makes a massive difference in terms absolutely. Of being able to communicate confidently. Yeah.
Absolutely. If I don't think, Liz, that I can come confident and talk to you, let's say you're an investor, if I don't believe I don't believe in the product that I'm trying to sell, yeah. Why would you expect the customer to believe it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
They're going to be like, you don't even believe it. Why should I believe it?
That's correct.
a lack of confidence, man, guys. A lack of confidence can lead to vague or indirect communications, leaving room for misunderstandings. Fear of speaking up, as you brought out, Liz, fear of speaking up can cause us to give their voice silence and silence their voice or speak their voice in an inauthentic way due to a fear of, you mentioned, Liz, a fear of rejection. We won't speak up because of a fear of being rejected. This can prevent people from expressing their true thoughts and feelings, resulting in these miscommunications. Liz, authenticity is just as unique as our fingerprints, Liz. It is. Can you point to something that keeps us from being authentic when we communicate with others?
Oh, absolutely. I think hands down, one of the biggest things that keeps us from being authentic in the way that we communicate is our fear of not being accepted. You know, that is huge for us as human beings. And that often leads us to say what we think people want to hear. Mm-hmm. It leads us to water down our opinions to avoid conflict with others. Ooh. And, you know, it puts we put on a version of ourselves that feels safer or more likable. You know, when we're afraid of judgment, rejection, or not fitting in, we trade that honesty for approval. But the cost of that is really high. You know, we lose connection with ourselves and we often fail to form truly meaningful connections with other people because of that. And that authentic communication, it requires courage, the courage to be seen, even when it feels vulnerable. But, you know, Travis, the moment that we shift from will they like me to can I be real here, that's when real authentic connection starts to happen.
Absolutely. And I love that. I love that, Liz. We have to shift to that part of let me be real. Let me be real for this moment, because a lot of the struggle I found out, Liz, a lot of the struggle that I personally had and frustrations I had was, Liz, I wasn't being real and authentic in what I was communicating. So I found myself having to explain what I should have just communicated. You know, and we'll find ourselves in that spot. I'm trying to explain what I could have just communicated in the beginning. And a lot of families, and guys, listen, a lot of families are this way. There are people in families that they have rifts and torns because people just won't communicate honestly. They tell people what they think they want to hear. They tell, oh, well, I don't want no conflict. I don't want to cause no trouble. I don't want to rock the boat. Liz, let me help you out. Sometimes the boat needs to be rocked.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
You cannot. You listen, I learned this. I was in a canoe one time, and I was on a lake, and I was trying not to get water in the canoe. And we had the oars, you know, we're canoeing down. And as I was using the oars, some water was splashing in the canoe. That told me I cannot avoid water getting in my canoe. Everything that you've been trying to avoid, you need to get a little wet. Yeah, that's what's the problem. You've been trying to stay dry. You've been trying to cross the lake and trying to stay dry. The only way you're going to make it across the lake, you're going to have to get wet. Your shoes are going to have to get wet. Your clothes are going to have to get a little wet. If you want to make it across this thing that's called life, if you want to make it on the other side of what you're dealing with in your life and your relationships, you are going to have to get wet. There's no way, Liz, you can cross this lake and stay dry. Your pants are going to get wet. It might splash in your hair. It might splash on your glasses. But there's no way to make it to the other side and remain dry. You cannot be afraid to get wet. And what's happened, Liz, is a lot of family, friends, relationships, things that other and better things that we can be a part of, all because we're afraid to get wet. I don't want to rock the boat, baby. Sometimes let the boat rock.
I love it, Travis. Absolutely. That's one of the best analogies I've ever heard. I love how you describe that. That visual of getting wet. Sometimes it needs to be. Absolutely.
It is. I tell you, my wife had to hold me back and said, no, baby, it's time to get wet. No, baby. I can't be drowned this one. I gotta get my whole shoe wet on this one.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
yeah. It does. How, and I know you're there in Australia, how can younger generations, because, you know, this platform is multi-generational, not just one generation listens to the show. And I thank everybody for listening, whoever you are, whatever generation you hail from. But how can younger generations, quote, as they say, speak their truth? Because younger generations love saying that. Let me speak my truth. How can younger generations speak their truth and avoid things like imposter syndrome in this digital space that we all are a part of?
That's interesting. I think firstly, by staying rooted in their self-awareness and staying focused on their impact over approval. So trying to focus on, instead of chasing validation, if they can share from a place of authenticity and lived experience and personal values, not perfection, you know, practicing that self-reflection, limiting their comparison to others and owning their own unique voice, that helps to silence those imposter feelings. And, you know, in a space of noise, realness cuts through and confidence comes.
Absolutely.
Not from having all the answers, but from being honest, intentional, and just being grounded in who you are. So that's my best advice for them.
Guys, did you hear what she said? And we talk about digital space. Everything's on social media. Everything's on social media. Mm-hmm. You said impact over approval. Man, Liz, do you know how deep that is? We seek approval. As human beings, we want approval right out the womb. That first cry, from that first cry of that infant crying, they're crying out for that feedback. They want to feel that hand touching them, letting them know that I got you. And that cry, that very first cry of that infant, and they're crying. They're crying because they want to feel that touch, knowing somebody is there approving. We people make major decisions all because they want approval. People enter a relationship they shouldn't be, all because they want approval. You said impact over approval. That means your ability to reach and influence others other than getting a thumbs up on your post, other than getting a heart emoji sent to you. Impact over approval. Liz, that right there is deep, Liz. Now that speaks to so many people. Liz, you know how many people right now are listening and they're trying to map out their day of what can they post to get the most likes and the most friends and the most followers and impact, but are you impacting anybody? Are you reaching anyone? Is it, in other words, impact means this. I think of impact like dynamite. You can have dynamite. You can have somebody have some dynamite. And I've seen movies where they have dynamite. It's okay, everybody stand back. I'm lighting the fuse. And they light the fuse and nothing happens. They have all this drama. The tense music plays. The people running for cover. He light the fuse and nothing happens. That's what approval is like. You have all the drama. You have all the tension. Everybody's running for cover. But it doesn't change anything. But then you get somebody who gets some dynamite. Say, okay, guys, you better move. I'm going to light this fuse. You hear the tense music. There's drama. People running. And then the building explodes. That's impact. It's the ability to make change. Approval, man, you have all the stuff. You look like you're about to make change. It looks like you're about to change something, but nothing happened. People running for cover, but there's nothing there. People ducking and dodging, but there's no change. People looking and dropping, but there's no change. That's what approval gets you. Impact, you better run for cover because something is going to change. All approval gets you is just like a dud. You have all the workings of a big impact, all the workings of a big explosion, Liz, but nothing changes. Nothing happens. It remains the same. All you get is a thumbs up. All you got was a heart emoji, and that felt good for right then because you had the tense moment. You had the drama, but there was nothing there. There was a good feeling, but nothing there. What are some practical tips? And I know over 30 years of experience, what are some practical tips that you provide to those who you speak with that we can use every day, that we can use each day to help ourselves overcome these mental hurdles and of confidence that we have? Because you mentioned quite a few things that are so helpful. Mm-hmm. What are some practical tips that we can use to help overcome these things?
Okay, well, first we can start with our small wins. So by setting some tiny achievable communication goals, like they only need to be small, like speaking up once during a meeting or sharing a thought with a friend. Celebrate those moments and build momentum on that. You don't need to take huge steps, just small wins. Another one is to practice some self-talk. So catch your negative thoughts, I'm not good enough, that sort of thing, and reframe them into something that's kinder and realistic. So I'm not good enough to, I'm learning and improving every day.
Oh, yeah.
Another good one, I love a power pose. Here we're talking about body language again, power poses. So spend a couple of minutes a day in a confident posture. So standing tall, shoulders back, chest open. It's a really quick way to boost how you feel internally, and it works. I've got a couple more for you.
Okay, go for it.
Prepare and practice. So outline your key points before you do important conversations or presentations. I've been working in this field for 30-odd years, and I still do that before an important conversation or presentation. I'm always making notes, always. And the clearer that you are in your own mind, the more confident you're going to feel expressing your thoughts. Last one, breathe and pause. So when anxiety kicks in, you're going to try and limit comparison and you're just going to focus on your own progress, not on others' highlight reels. We talked about social media.
Right, remember, right.
Social media only shows, well, not only, but it often shows polished versions, not the whole story. So try and limit the comparison. It's not helpful.
That part right there, that last part, yeah. it shows the finished product. It does not show the process. Liz, my grandmother used to make cakes all the time, and I loved her homemade cakes. They were delicious, man. Absolutely. I mean, a pineapple upside down cake, a German chocolate cake, a coconut cake, a pound cake. Love them, Liz. And yum. One day, I know, right? I went in and one day I was helping her make a cake and she had raw eggs and flour and sugar. I said, hold on, what are we doing? What is all this? She said, we're making a cake. I said, no, this is not a cake. She said, you need to do this before you can have a cake. Before we can have the cake, Liz, we have to be willing to get a little messy. We have to be able to deal with the raw eggs. We have to be able to deal with the flour. We have to be able to deal with the sugar. We have to be able to deal with some melted butter on our hands. We want what social media shows us, what communication is, what the television shows us, what communication is, what TVs show us. It's a script, guys. It's a script. Trust me, they know where to stand on that script. It says, move your right arm. They move their right arm. Take one step back. You take one step back. Nod your head. They nod their head. It's a script. Life isn't so easily scripted. Life isn't so easily directed like that. We have to make conscious decisions to do things differently. We have to make conscious decisions to have better communication with others. And Liz, you do that not just here, but you also do that on your website, as I got right here. You do that here. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. You didn't know I was going to bring that up, did you?
No, I didn't know.
Look at that. Guys, and listen, I've already been on here. I've already got my free download. Yep, I sure did. You better believe it. There's Liz right there, guys. Communicate with confidence. My free guide. Yep, I already got it. I got it last 2 weeks ago, Liz. And going through it. Got it 2 weeks ago. Yep. And I know, guys. If you're in Australia, when you watch this, guys, in Australia. Guys, book an appointment with Liz. Book an appointment with her. This great conversation that we had today, you can continue it. You can continue the conversation with her. It doesn't have to stop here. As a matter of fact, this is not a stopping point. This is a launching pad. There you are. All the information is about Liz right there. Some suggested topics, guys. Also, man, look at this beautiful website. All great. Yeah. All this stuff right here in social media, that's how I found Liz, guys. We was on TikTok, and she kept posting all these wonderful things. And I said, wait a minute. This is incredible. I got to talk to her. And that's how Liz and I met through social media. She's on TikTok. So I absolutely love it. Liz, I got to ask this question because I ask this question of each of my guests. What is something that you would like to say to someone who is listening, Liz, whether they're in Australia or maybe they're in Madrid, Spain, or maybe they're in Portugal or the UK or Canada or, you know, wherever they may be around the world, wherever, Brazil, who knows? What is something you'd like to say to someone who wants to know how to just begin? How can they just start communicating differently after so long of doing it just one way?
Well, I think if I could just say one thing, I think changing how you communicate isn't about getting things perfect. It's not about saying the perfect words, but it's about being kind to yourself and just taking one step at a time. improving things like your communication, your body language, all of that, it's a process. And if you,
exactly.
if you keep working at it, yeah, you'll be able to improve your communication, but you just need to keep working at it. And, you know, Travis, thank you for mentioning, if people do want to book a one-on-one with me, I talk to people all over the world. So UK, all over the world. So, yeah, we meet via Zoom and so it's open to everybody. And I have met some wonderful people through that. So, yeah, I think just try not to focus on perfection. Be kind to yourself and it's one step at a time. It's a process. Keep working at it.
I like that part. Be kind to yourself. Give yourself some grace. Remember, yeah. if we've been communicating a certain way most of your life, you're not going to just fall into it overnight. You got to be kind to yourself. Remember the points that we brought out. Confidence, a lot of times, that confident approach has a lot to do with some things that maybe some emotional triggers that may be preventing you from speaking confidently with others and even confidently to yourself. You may not even be able to have a confident conversation about yourself. And it all begins in that first conversation you have with yourself at the beginning of the day. Liz, don't go nowhere, Liz. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so excited. I got to ask you this question real quick, Liz, before you get out of here. I asked you this when I first met you. I'm going to ask you again, Liz. Please tell me, Liz, that there are no tarantulas hanging around you. I told Liz this, guys, if you don't know this, there is this town where it rains spiders. I it literally rains spiders. I think it's there in Australia. I'm not sure. But Australia has some of the most unique and diverse wildlife on the planet Earth. They do. And I told Liz, I said, Liz, I think God, when he was creating the earth and all the animals, he had a whole bunch of stuff left over. And so he said, well, I guess what I'll do is I'll just dump everything I got left right here in Australia. You find some of everything there in Australia, Liz. How do you handle all of that?
Well, Travis, it's not the tarantulas you need to worry about. It's the funnel webs and the redbacks. That's what you got to watch out for. I already know about them. And the brown snakes.
I know about those funnel web spiders. They're poisonous. No, staying away, Liz. I will not be visiting Australia anytime soon. Liz, I'm sorry. Not coming, guys. No. But, guys, listen, Australia is a beautiful country. I don't know about that wildlife, man. Just I don't know about that. But, guys, Liz, thank you so much for joining. Liz, don't go nowhere. Let me get you everybody out of here real quick. Guys, listen, today's episode was absolutely amazing. Let me tell you something. Being confident in who you are matters more than what someone else thinks about you. A lot of times, we often put a lot of energy and a lot of time in other people's opinion. The only opinion that really matters the most is the one that you give yourself every day. Guys, I got to get out of here. Listen, you can tune in right here every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show. Or you can stream on your favorite listening platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, man, and so many more. Guys, I got to get out of here. But it's always in parting. If you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go. Peace. Look at the mini-me down there, y'all. We got to get out of here.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All on mine, shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call pound 250 and say keyword care. That's care to pound 250.
Are you a financial advisor considering the Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model and wondering where to start? Start with Schwab Advisor Services. Schwab has helped thousands evaluate the full range of options and can help you determine your best path forward. Navigate the big and small decisions by tapping into Schwab's decades worth of insights on what fuels RIA success. With Schwab Advisor Services, you have a custodian that will support you every step of the way. Start your journey today at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths.